you'd have a little bit better sight. That would be what I would like, but I also don't want to, I don't want bad blood with neighbors if they don't want to move the driveway. But it is steep. And we've also talked to, is it White River Electric that's here? We've talked to them too, because there's a power pole there, and we've talked to them about moving the power pole that's right there at the existing driveway.
Okay. Do we have anyone in the audience that's signed up to speak for this application? Anyone signed up to speak in opposition? Do you have an order you want to go in?
Opposition, I'm sorry.
Do you have an order you want to go in?
I guess I'll go first. If she's
all right.
Fine. My name is Gary Haupt. I'm the president of the Oakmont Community Improvement Association. I've got a letter signed. I signed it, but I'm representing the board of directors from the Oakmont community. And I'll just give you the following these. And pretty much, I'll go over what the letter is covering. But as a representative of the board of directors and on behalf of the membership, we oppose the rezoning request from R1 single family residential to C1 neighborhood commercial for the reasons I'm going to talk about. First of all, the lot is too small to accommodate the necessary utilities, commercial development standards without overburdening adjoining occupied and unoccupied lots. This lot is only 150 by 174 feet, 4 feet, and it's doubtful if placement of the required utilities, the water, sewer, stormwater, driveways, parking lot, and lighting is even feasible. If that was accomplished, then it would be so close to the surrounding properties to cause a lot of undue hardship and impose on the quiet enjoyment of neighboring single-family homes. That's what we have here. Adjacent to it, we have residential. There might be commercial across the highway, but it's surrounded by residential now and behind it. If placements of such utilities were to occur on this lot, even if they were to occur, many vacant lots surrounding this subject lot, including the two lots owned by the Oakmont Association, would be rendered unbuildable because of the distances necessary to separate water and sewer utilities. That's a real consideration. We tell the residents or the potential purchasers of property in Oakmont, a single lot will not accommodate the septic and well. It's just simply you can't have enough distance for the normal plotted lots in Oakmont, and that would be the case here. If she was able to put that on that lot, which is doubtful, it's going to put it so close to some of these other lots that they would not probably be developable. Be able to be developed for residential development. Okay, this lot is surrounded by single-family homes that are just off Highway 86 corridor, and the continued encroachment of commercial development in the front and backyards of our existing residential homes is placing an undue burden on the residents of many of these homes, many of which are full-time residents. The commercial developments, by their very nature, are not like the single-family residents that are nearby. Their hours are not controllable. Security lighting for the business and its parking lots are distressing to the sleep of neighboring residents. Noise from employees, customers, delivery drivers, and vehicles, and the traffic increase patterns that could be expected at this location of the Oakmont District would be onerous to the members, to the residents now. The continued commercial development in such a concentrated manner, as has been seen over the last several years with many high-profile developments, continues to impact on the environment of the residents and visitors that come here to enjoy the Ozarks and are members of the Oakmont community. How much more intense commercial development are we going to cram into this area? That's one of the big concerns we have. This is zoned for residential, not commercial, even though there's commercial directly across the highway. What impact will it have on the human, wildlife, and natural elements that already exist here? We request your community leadership and ongoing application of the regulations for the benefit of the entire region and not just the current development request in this truly unique area of Taney County. Thank you very much.
Next.
Hello. I'm
Brenda Kodrick. My husband and I live at 185 Oakview Drive in Ridgedale. Can I show you on the map?
Sure.
Well, I appreciate Ms. Cherry as a small business owner, and I appreciate the comments that she said of what her plans are. Our fear, I'm going to get off my list here, but our fear is should this zoning change happen for her, once it's zoned commercial, then, you know, anything could happen after that point, should she change her mind or whatever. But let me go back to my notes here. We bought our home realizing Ridgedale has many, many commercial properties around in the area. However, immediately around our home is R1 residential, and we felt like that was a safe, comfortable buffer for us. That's why we went ahead and purchased it. That's why we've enjoyed the peaceful and quiet and learned to love this community. We strongly oppose this zoning change because it promises to add even more commercialization in our residential area. As I said, personally, we oppose it because we can see that particular piece of property. We can actually see across the road to the one that's across the highway, especially in the wintertime. But if we can see that from our home, from our deck, that personally impacts us as a homeowner. That's where we have our evening conversations, our morning coffee, as I said, with a commercial business there, as Gary said. And I realize Ms. Cherry rebutted this somewhat with her traffic and, you know, not having a lot of traffic through there. But, you know, once again, a commercial business has to have some traffic. We're concerned about the deliveries, the employees, when are the deliveries coming, what kind of security lights are we going to have out there, what's going to impact us. The noise, light, pollution, and possible even trash coming into our yard. Last but not least, the destruction of the natural habitat for the wildlife and the ecosystem. We have seen a massive amount of destruction in Ridgedale, as I'm sure you're all aware, with all of the commercialization that's happened. Kind of pass over some things Gary already touched on. Just the fact that, as I said, that this would set a precedent for all the other properties here that are residential. You know, if we allow more and more commercialization into our residential areas, where is it going to stop? What's happened has happened all along 86 and all along where our homes are, but we just feel like enough is enough. We want no more commercialization in our residential area. That we are families there, we coexist as retired folks, as young families with children. We live harmoniously there. We want to continue to do so without commercialization encroaching any further into our homes. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Will Hawes. I'm neighbors with Brenda. So I live off of Oakmont, just a little bit up north of the map here. So as I mentioned, I reside in Oakmont near the zone lot. And I just want to express my opposition to the rezoning request 24002. I think most of the reasons have mainly been covered. The two primary reasons that I've seen is that after reading Section 18 about the C1 neighborhood commercial district, it seems like it doesn't meet its intended purposes to be commercially rezoned. It doesn't it's not appropriate for this heavily residential community. So as you showed earlier, there was a map with obviously, as everyone has mentioned, there is one C1 area across the street, but the rest of the neighborhood is heavily yellow. It's R1 across the place, and just like Brenda has mentioned, moving there, we've been raising a family here. It's Ridgedale is obviously a very, at least this part of Ridgedale is a very residential area. This proposal appears to be spot zoning or rezoning of a property that is different than nearby properties. The majority of the lots, like I said, are R1, including the next adjacent lot that is to the right of the zone in question. Also, this request doesn't live up to the intent of Section 18, which is supposed to be for the convenience of the residents. It does not truly create any convenience to the residents of the community. In addition, this or other potential future zoning petitions like this one will increase traffic and potential nuisance while having little to no benefit for the residents. This approval of this rezoning request will likely bring profound and negative consequences to the Ridgedale community. I strongly recommend that you consider, as Brenda has mentioned, the consequences of continually expanding commercial in a heavily residential area. Thank you all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Scott, what's across the street over there? Is that the storage, the former storage units?
I think Tom can help us there.
The old Oakmont storage units.
That were taken
down.
Oh,
you mean right here to the south?
No, to the right.
Here?
Yeah.
Those have all been tore out.
Yeah. And that zone?
Though, correct?
Yes.
That zone commercial? Is that what green is?
It's C2, sorry.
C2.
Yep. The pink is the C1, and then this is C2.
Howard, you got one more.
Sir?
My name's Ronnie Smith, and I'm a resident there, and I'm also a member of the Board of Oakmont Community. I would like to bring up where that's located, and that goes down steep, if you'll...
Right here, this, and I live on Lakeview Drive, probably just right up here. Of course, Oakmont owns lots back here that joins us, and this is a gorge down here. It just falls off very, very steep. And the only way that I think you put a septic system in there is a drip system, which is very expensive, and I'm very concerned about lake, because we are lake people. That valley goes right into a spring and right into the lake. Where that valley, that contour goes. So I'm opposed to it on just the natural habitat. The problem is putting a septic system on that small lot is very concerning with the setbacks. I don't think it's possible without a drip system. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ma'am?
Would it be possible if we could ask some questions?
No.
I'm not signed up.
Sorry.
Can I sign up and then ask some questions?
You know what? If you we have a policy of signing up in advance that we really appreciate people following the process. But if you want to go ahead and sign up real quick, I will allow that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Give you a couple minutes to ask questions. Yeah. And the questions will be directed to us. Your name?
My name is Lisa Boucheri. We own that lot.